We are learning Maseches Kedushin Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 16 lines from the top by a Toshema. We had Rava's Shita that Kedushin She'ein Mesurin LeBia Loi Have a Kedushin, which means you make a Kedushin and you cannot do Bia afterwards. It's also Rabia. Then it's not a good Kedushin. So Gemara is trying to bring Rias against Rava or to Rava. Let's see Toshema. We learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah is like this: Hamakadosh is Bita Istam. Someone's Mekadosh, he has a few daughters. Pastor now would think that he has older daughters, younger daughters, a bunch of daughters. And he's Mekadosh's daughter, Stam. He says, I'm accepting Kedushin for one of my daughters. The halacha is, Eina Boigrois Bechlal. The ones who are over 12 and a half are not Bechlal because there's no Rishus to Mekadosh them. But it's Mashma, Hoktano is Bechlal. It's Mashma, the younger daughters, the 12 and a half and under, are Taka Mekadoshas. Even though it could be three, four sisters that are Mekadeshas. But my Kedush Jem Mesurin Labia in the news. Kedush Jem Mesurin Labia here. You Mekadosh a few sisters, it's not Mesurin Labia, it's the same person. But you have to Rav, it's Kasha Rav. Avalach Rav, Achmaya Skinin, Kedush Ein Shem Elek Doyle Vaktana. There's only one older girl and one younger girl. And it can't be the older girl because you don't have Rishus over her, so it must be even Mekadosh the young girl. So it is a Kedush Mesurin Labia because you know exactly what it is. Freyti Gemara, Haboy Grois Ktani, it says Lashon Rabim, and if it's Lashon Rabim, it means Ktanois, also says it's Lashon, then it means Ktanois also. So Lechaira, Hekki says it's only 101. So Gemara, my Bogus Bogus Dama means, Ain Bogus Bechal, older girls are not a Bechal. It doesn't mean his older girls. Older girls means Baalma. Older girls in the world are not Bechal because they have no Roshus over them. So therefore, his one older girl, one younger girl, the only young girl is Mekadesh, is not the older one. Right, the Gemara, if that's the case, my lemeimrim, it's only 101. So what's the chiddush? Bish lom of the chiddush. If the case was there was a few of them ketanis, so the chiddush was kedushin shem mesurin labia have a kedushin. But now those things only 101. So what's the chiddush of this mishnah saying that berg is not machlal? We know that a father has no rishus over his girl that's over 12 and a half. And the Gemara, my skin on shavisa shliach, that this girl, this berg, has made him a shliach. So now made him a shliach. Take a kedushin for me. So now he was mekadosh his daughter, and we're not sure which one it is. So maybe it's the older one because here he's a shliach. So Kamashwa, no, that it's only the younger one. Why? Kamashwa, no, Shavik in Ishmidi, the Isle Hanamine. He doesn't, when he has a choice, he'd rather accept Kushan for his younger one than the older one. Even the older one made him a shliach. Who gets the money? She gets the money. Bashenke, and if he's Mekabal Kedushin for his under 12 and a half, his Nairo or his Ktana, so then he gets the money. So the Chazak is a person will rather take the Kedushin that he gets the money, Masha'in Kain, accept the Kedushin for the Begris where she's getting the money. Frank the Gemara, isn't this Mishnah talking about even a case where she says, you're my Shliach and you can keep the money? Milia Skin, the Amr, like Kedushin, the Dach. It's still rather do the mitzvah that's his mitzvah. His mitzvah is to marry off his daughter that's a Nairo Oktana, because it says in the Pasuk, Vespunay Sechem, Trula Anashim. By Bogus, even if you're a shliach, it's not your mitzvah. And therefore, it makes sense when there's a choice, you're probably accepting exclusion for the older one, not for the younger one. Tashma is trying to bring another right. Someone has two sets of daughters. Mishtei Nashim, from two different Nashim. For Omar, Kedashti is Bidi Gdel. And he said, I was Mekadesh, my older daughter. Now, we don't know which one it is. For example, if he has three daughters for the first wife, and then the second wife, he had three daughters afterwards. So, ve'enyadeim g'daylus v'gdaylus, is this the oldest daughter of the older wife? Ve'im g'daylus v'gdaylus, or the oldest girl of the younger wife? Im g'daylus v'gdaylus was one of the younger girls of the older wife, which is older than the oldest girl of the younger wife. Sh'gdaylum g'daylus v'gdaylus. The law is cool and masuris. All five of them are asur chutz v'ktanos. So it's for the youngest wife's youngest daughter. Everyone else can be called a gdola because they're older than someone else. So everyone's asuris chutz me ktanos v'ktanos. So what do you see? You see that it's chal. The kedushin is chal legab, even though it's one of these five sisters and it's ain masurin labia, and still it's chal the kedushin misafik at least. So the Gemara Chama Yaskinen Kshokul Pshayif is Arvu. The case in this Mishnah was that at one point they knew who it was. It says Ve'eino Yedeya, not Ve'eino Yedua. Like Gemara is right. They can't even any Yedeya. We don't know now. We're looking at Yedua. Not it was never known. We don't know right now. But at one point it was known. But now it was forgotten. Shemami no, and that's the case. Very Gemara Yalki. If that's the case, Ma'ilam Meir, what's the Chiddush? So what's the Chiddush then? If of course it's suffic for everyone because here it's not a chiddush for kedushin mishum labir because here it was once known and now we don't know which one it is. So it's a suffix. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of this man? The Amar. The Amar le machas inish l'sfinish asher sveike. in that Mishnah, we have Rav Yesu Agzermei. He holds that a person will never say Gedola unless he means the oldest one. He doesn't want to make his words ambiguous. And since he said it clearly, Gedash Vidliha Gedola, when he made the Kedushin, therefore it definitely means the oldest one. Even if you forget what it means, we know for sure it means the oldest one, because a person does not say a word that can be construed in a different way. Rav Meir says, no, it is, and therefore kulam asura is the only to get, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You know, it's not a chiddush gabei kishum mishum abia, it's a chiddush gabei the halacha of malchus inish nafshel esfeiket. Let's try attempting another raya. Tashema, it's a Mishnah in Yevamos. Misha kiddush achas v'shtei achayis. Someone's a kiddush one of two sisters. Vein day is a kiddush, I don't know which one is a kaddish. No, he's a get, lazuv, lazuv. He has to give two gittin, each one needs a get. So here you see Clara, you're a kiddush one of two sisters, and it's chal, it's kiddush mishum abia. When you gave the kedusha, you knew which one it was. Now you forgot. It says any day. Not to say it says any day. I don't know now. It doesn't say it was never known. What's the chiddush they need to get? That's obvious. And the Gemara sefer is richle. The sefer is a chiddush. It says what happens if this guy dies. This Reuven, who's Makarish, one of two sisters, Rachel Leah, and then he dies. Meis v'loy ach echad. He has one brother. He has one brother, Shimon. The halacha is chayil zeshteim. He has to give chalitza to both of them because he can't. Make a yibum on either one because we're not sure which one is the wife of his brother, and he might be marrying the achois zikukasai, the achois of someone who's zakuk to him, and there's no one to give chalitza. He married the sister. He now married achois zikukasai. He didn't give chalitza yet. So that chayos l'shtayim, b'chayos l'shnayim. But if Reuben had two brothers, Shimon and Levi, so echad chalitz. Shimon gives one of them, let's say, Rachel Chalitza, and then Levi can be Miyavim Leah. Levi can be Miyavim Leah. What? What's the pshat? Very simple. Because if Rachel is the wife of Reuven, she's the sister that's the wife, really, so Shimon already gave her Chalitza. So then, it's no problem for Levi to marry Leah, because even though it's Achois Chalutza of Shimon, that's fine, not your own Achois Chalutza, it's no problem, you can marry her. And if the real wife was Leah, okay, so then Levi is doing Yibum. So there's no problem with Levi doing Yibum, marrying the second one, because I'm out of Shach. If she's the wife, he's doing Yibum. If she's not the wife, it's at worst, the Achois Chalutza of his brother. So that's the halacha of his Shnayim Echoyotz Vechem Yabim. In Kodbu Vekonsu, if they went ahead and they both married married them. Kodmu Kansu. Eimatzin oisim yadam. They're not moitzim yadam because the ma'isa once they both married, so there's definitely no zika anymore because one of them did yibum and the other one it's a chayis someone who was once his zakuk to him. But the ma'isa now there's no zika anymore. So therefore in eimatzin oisim yadam. Now what's the halacha? That's the Mishnah's halacha. But the deal of the Mishnah is dafka michlitz vadi yivume. You have to do chalitza first. When the case where one's doing chalitza, one's doing yibum, the chalitza has done first. Avo yivume vadi michlitz loy. You should not do yibum first. That's the Levi's doing yibum to Leah. Don't do the yibum first because the Shas when he's doing the yibum, it's very possible that the real wife is Rachel and Rachel's really zakuk to him or his brother or Levi or Shimon, and they didn't take care of that zika yet. So he's marrying Leah, Levi's marrying Leah, he's marrying a Chos Ziku Kasa, which is a problem. Therefore, it's always important to do the Chalitza first. One of the brothers do Chalitza first, and the other one could do Yivum. Av Yivum, if Hadam Michas Loi, the Kabaga of a Chos Ziku Kasa, Yivim Pegei of a Chos Ziku Kasa, which is a problem. Therefore, Shimon does Chalitza, then Levi could do Yivum, Amon of Shach, because at worst, it's the Chos Chalutza of his brother, which is not a problem. If it's his own Chalutz, like for example, in the first case, only one brother, if he gives chalitza to one, to Rachel, and he wants to marry Leah, that's a problem. Why is it Marav Shach? Because the Ma'isa there is a chois chalutzasa. My shaken of here, it's someone else's chalutza, that's fine. So Akaponim, it's not a raya from here, because it was a case of Hukru of Seif and Sarvu, and the chiddush was, the guy is din of Yibum, that you should dafka michlitz, and then do Yivume when there's two brothers. Tashma is trying to bring another raya. Here we have two people who makadish two sisters. Zayin day is a kiddush, zayin day is a kiddush. They don't know who, each one doesn't know who is Makadish. So Zenish is a shtay gittim, Zenish is a gittim, each one gives two gittim. So what do you see? You see that even though it's Echam shtay achayis, you see that it's chal, it's kiddush, jem, shul, labia, and for the Gemara, hachanam, ish, hukul, psoi, besarvu. It was first, they knew it was, then it got mixed up. Dekanami, I bring you a raya. They're telling any day I was going to do it. It says, I don't know. It doesn't say never known. Shemami no, taka, that was huku of surface arvo. Yehachi freight the Gemara, if it's not a chishgak, kushem mishum abia, maile meimer, what's the chiddish? So Gemara, seifa, tzrichale. The seifa is the chiddish. Because the seifa is the extra chiddish. What's the seifa say? Mesu, if these two fellows died, lezeach, vezeach, zechad, shem, zechad, shem. Each only chits the both. They can't do yibum, because maybe they're being pegea, ba'achois, but they're being pegea, ba'achois, zukosa. Lezeach, od, one guy, there's two guys here. We're going to call them Yankel and Beryl. So Yankel has one brother, and Beryl has two brothers. So Yankel's brother is chelos to both of them. So now she's not a Yevam or a Shuk anymore, because Maman of Shach, when Yankel died, Yankel's brother took care of that chalitza. Vashnayim, the other two, Beryl's two brothers, echad chalitza ve'echam yavim. One does chalitza, and one does yibum. So it's not a problem, because in Manav Shach, everything's taken care of. Because if there's these two sisters, so if, when the one does yibum, if it's the yibum, it's yibum. If it's not yibum, there was a chalitza done by the other side. So therefore, it's not a problem. Echad chalitz ve'echad miyab. Now, in Kodbu v'Kansu, if they both, these two brothers both marry both of them, Eim Tzim Es V'Yadam, because in Marav Shach, at worst, it'll be, they started with, when it was still a Zokuk to one of them, so that would be, at worst, the problem. Echad Zukas v'Lamayis, since they were both Kodbu v'Kansu, they took care of the Zika. Now, here also saying, Dafka Michlitz V'Divumim. It's only good, it's only possible for the two brothers of Beryl, that they could leave him only after the brother of Yankel did Chalitza. If they do even first, and then the other one does Chalitza, loy. If I be a tzad of Amal Shuk, because this lady, the second pair of brothers are marrying, really was the wife of the first guy, of Yankel. So it comes out, if Yankel's brother not do chalitza yet, she's still a yavama that has to be taken care of. It's an yavama l'shuk. It's a lav yavama l'shuk. Therefore, you have to first, the other one has to do chalitza first. Then these brothers could do yibum. Why? Because of Marav Shach. If it's their brother's wife doing yibum. If not, the first one did chalitza already. So, and this chiddush, we didn't see in the first case, because the first case wasn't shal yavama l'shuk. It wasn't a shal yavama l'shuk, it was a shal of a chayitz chul tzatzai, or chayitz zukasa. Here, it's a shaila of Yevam Lashuk, which, because it's someone else's wife. It's someone else's wife, and therefore, the Chiddush is here. You have to first do Chalitza, and then all the sides do Chalitza first, and then does Yibum. Like Rashi says, because there would be a problem with Yevam Lashuk. So Ad Kan, we still don't have a Raya Kneged Rava, because we got out of all the Rayas Kneged Rava.